Blog Talk Radio.
Graffiti around the BG paintings, fuck you saw. I'm black man, black man.
Black man, black man.
Look, it ain't no fake. Black man shot down, it ain't love, it's hate, my nigga. You try to tell me what's straight, nigga. Try to demonstrate, nigga. Don't regulate, my nigga. Hold on, let me set the record straight. For a nigga like me, man, I don't love to hate. I'm only living one love, nigga. Black king, black king. Nigga for a proud nigga, ain't no dream. No reality is a motherfucking mother. Try to know me in shock, what you doing? In the dust, no. Something like the rest, they be down in the system. Well, I don't really give a fuck about the system. Hell no. Fuck the government, fuck everything your name. Fuck your white Jesus, fuck everything you claim. I put on black everything, nigga. Come through the streets and I spray paint, nigga. Shoulda had a gun in your hand, Trayvon. Shoulda had a gun in your hand, Mike Brown. Nah, that's another black man shot down. Nobody really gave a fuck about the gun sound. You gotta keep spinning like the world. Yeah, you don't love nobody, better love yourself. Stand up for the black kings, man. Black hands, black everything.
Six state employees were criminally charged in district court in relation to the disaster in Flint. You remember the disaster? The water crisis that poisoned a poor city with lead water? The crisis that affected minorities disproportionately? The Detroit Free Press reports that six employees, Michigan Department of Health and Human Service workers Nancy Peeler, Corinne Miller, and Robert Scott, and Michigan Department of Environmental Quality employees Leanne Schechter-Smith, Adam Rosenthal, and Patrick Cook are said to have either failed to act or minimize the actual harm that was actually done, and still others purposely alter the data, ignore the results of the test. Now, you already know how high, or rather how low, the rabbit hole goes in government cover-ups and conspiracy. And now, as if Flint didn't have enough to deal with, the geniuses upstairs decided they wanted to cut out the trash removal because of political differences between the mayor and the council, and in particular, Scott Kincaid, since he wants to take point on this fight. Now, what you may not be up to date with is that Flint's mayor is a black woman by the name of Karen Weaver. She took the seat from Dane Walling, who did a royal bush of a job in Flint. Get it? Bush. Flint. Bush, New Orleans, Katrina, thank you. Now get this. The little tiff between them is over who gets to pick up the city garbage, per the Washington Post. Mayor Weaver decided not to renew the city's contract with Republic Services, instead choosing the more economical Rizzo Environmental Services. Rizzo's bid for the trash pickup was a whopping $2 million less than Republic Services. The council had previously vetoed her suggestion by a vote of 8-1. She overrode their veto, but the council demanded more time to research the new trash company, Rizzo. In a political stalemate, the decision went before the courts for the judge to decide the final word. Now, the problem here is that Flint, which just recently came out of an emergency management for the second time, previously, while under financial emergency management during the Walling administration, Walling received authority over two city departments, the planning and development as well as public works, by then emergency manager Darnell Early. Kind of early. He championed a change of water source for the city and was resistant in reversing, claiming it would bankrupt the city. Now, if such concern and regard is had for the financial situation of the city, saving $2 million in trash pickup would seem to be the obvious choice. That same $2 million could go to health care costs for the people poisoned by their fair city, thanks to their wonderful leadership. The voice of the people wasn't heard then. What about now? First the water, now the trash. Really, Flint? Something is definitely rotten in Flint. Who on a council is receiving kickbacks or other press from Republic, Kincaid? Your state employees are some of the worst paid in the country, and you have a hefty bill with the damages from the lead poisoning. Really, what is going on in Flint? Now, in a bid to change entrenched mindsets and ideas, Mayor Weaver fired the Flint Police Chief James Tolbert, Fire Chief David Cox, and City Administrator Natasha Henderson back on February 12th of this year. Their successors were approved by the Receivership Transition Advisory Board and the City Council. But 3 months later, Natasha Henderson filed a lawsuit claiming that Weaver was telling state employees to divert water crisis donations to her personal funds, which the city now has under investigation at this time. Weaver said that Henderson's claims were outrageously false. Now, in the meantime, residents have spent day one without trash pickup and are seething that the best interests of the collective are being undermined by the best interests of the few. If something doesn't smell rotten in Flint, then I don't know what does. You tell me.
For the rest of me, Snapchat for the recipe. Garvey ain't no X to me. Rough Ride Bo X to we, the real Stevie B. Now who the cares? Fuck a nigga in pairs, driving in pair for the police, and I won't leave on fire like emoji. Little Bo P, hard dip. Pussy gon' see, pussy gon' speak. Hey.
Nigga, I gotta get mine. I'm riding for the hood, got a family to feed, and I gotta feed C2 at the same time. feeding on till I sell a zip. Too legit to quit, names had a shit. Fuck you, fucking president. Black suit, warm suit in that crack, no evidence. Come through, nigga, fuck your settlement. Fuck, taking over, nigga, everybody resident. If you really don't, nigga, better let him in. Free my niggas right now, then let him in.
Lacing up them boots, and we ain't trying to be president. Lacing up them boots, and we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot, and we ain't taking no settlement. To Mr. President, who the third? Dressing up in suits, and we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot,
don't shoot.
And we ain't taking no settlement. Lacing up them boots. If you want a nigga, come get it then. Mr. President, who the third?
My hands up, don't shoot. I'm real down to them roots. I'm strapped up, my hands wrapped up, but I swear I ain't no truth. I'm so ready for war and not going to school. Teachers, they boring, they live by the rules. Most niggas I know, man, they live by the tools. A kid with no job, so they rob me for food. I pray for them dudes, yeah, I pray for my dog. Pray that we up and we never gon' fall. Breaking the barriers, beating the odds. Kevin gave ground cause I don't get tired. Ain't gon' lie, it's not sometimes. Every day my people dying. Now another baby cry, cause he watched his daddy die. We so numb to the pain. How could have swore that we broke in the chain? Get the sunshine, but it only see rain. With so much loss, man, what can we gain? Let's take kids in riots. We ain't living, we surviving. Ain't going down without fighting, so I'll just say bring the violence. Crew.
Flexing up this boot, and we ain't trying to be president. Lacing up them boots, and we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot, and we ain't taking no settlement. To Mr. President, who the third? Dressing up this suit. And we ain't leaving no evidence. Hands up, don't shoot. And we ain't taking no settlement. Lacing up them boots. If you want a nigga, come get it then.